Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
He's in the building. He's just running a little late.
Yeah.
He'll be in shortly.
Yeah.
Today from Los Angeles, where she's filming Rosewood again.
She's doing it all.
Hi, family.
Hey, Sherry. Anybody see Sherry last night on Rosewood?
I got a glimpse of her and Dr. Rosie.
Yeah,
did she grip Morris Chestnut?
Yeah,
oh, I gripped it.
She got a hug
You palmed it?
She did.
Whatever you want to call it, I did it.
Did you lift him up?
In a manner of speaking.
I tried, but those rock hard muscles stopped me from lifting as
getting
I wanted
a, getting
to.
Get a good grip on it, huh?
I did. Morris Chestnut in the house.
So now what you working on?
I'm working on a pilot for NBC with John Lithgow from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm doing that.
Awesome.
And then
a pilot.
Yeah, it's a really fun. Yeah, I play a character. I play a paralegal who has facial blindness. She can't recognize people's faces. She has short-term memory loss. She has inappropriate responses to situations, so she giggles when there's a murder. And she has dyslexia, and she was born with no tear ducts.
Oh, my God.
That's my character.
Wow.
I totally plan on winning an Emmy for that role.
Okay.
And with John Lithgow, that's not just
with
a pilot.
Lithgow.
That's a series.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. So working
Things
on
working
that
out.
Right now.
Things are
yes.
working out. Let's see.
So get your Emmy outfits together.
Get my Emmy outfits together. But you know what's so devastating, though, is now, because I have to wear these, I'm going to get LASIK surgery because I have to wear these reading glasses. It's so awful. I'm admitting this and being vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
I had an audition for an Amy Schumer movie and playing a hip lady.
My favorite?
And yes, I know your favorite, Amy Schumer.
I love Amy Schumer. You know I do.
Really good role. And do you know I put the script, I couldn't read the script. Sybil, I had to take out my reading glasses during the audition. That was so traumatizing.
Oh. So now you're going to get LASIK surgery?
I'm going to, today, as soon as I finish, I'm going to get LASIK surgery.
It was so, and
the lady kept going, do you mind removing the glasses? We can't see your eyes. And I'm like, well, I can't see the script.
How about that?
It was, you know, as an actress, we're vain.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be on TV with reading glasses.
And you're supposed to be hip and happening and fly. And the role
doesn't call for
the cute girl to pull out the reading glasses.
Mm. It's not sexy when your reading glasses fall out your shirt when you're at the club.
Fall out your shirt.
Yeah, like
it's
I can't put
that,
a tender prom. Yeah,
it's
I have
come
to
that
Tom.
Fight it. Fight it, Sherry.
I'm fighting it with everything I got, but like on my Tinder profile, I hope I don't have my reading glasses like on my head, like a headband. That's gonna be horrible.
And hence
I'm still
the LASIK
young in my
surgery.
Mind. Mm. Hence the LASIK surgery. And then while I'm in, I'm gonna see if they can give me a boob lift.
Okay.
And put the fat inside my butt too. Maybe the ophthalmologist
okay.
can do. They all doctors. They all know.
I like that. I like that. You want to get a boob lift? Take the fat from the boobs and put it in your butt.
And put it in my butt. And do the LASIK at the same time.
All in one shot.
And if he could remove a bunion, I'm good to go. You have not because you ask not. There we go.
You are an actress, and you have to.
And I need it. It's all business.
It's all business.
And take a write-off.
Yeah,
staying young. There you go.
I like it. Go for
That's
it.
That's my day after I finish with my lovely family this morning.
Uh-huh. You're going to see about this? Okay.
And do you have a cute young thing to accompany you to the LASIK surgery?
I will find one. Maybe Morrison not doing anything.
Okay.
I have to ask his wife.
I don't.
Okay, then there's that.
She can't see him.
I can't see him. Got to put my glasses on. Maybe, you know, I say Morris married. You keep forgetting. Morris is happily married.
Very long time.
I know, but that makes him sexier because he's happily married. Mm-hmm. Like, his arm touched my boob accidentally, and he blushed. And he kept saying, I'm so sorry. He blushed. And he was like, Sherry, I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, do it again. What are you talking about? Why are you apologizing? I'm not mad. I'm not going to human resources. Are you?
Let's do that scene again.
Heck yeah. Your wife know you an actor?
So. act like we really doing something. Yeah.
Act like it. Yes, I have many more scenes on Rosewood, feeling up Rosie, where I even get to cuddle more.
All right.
There's one scene he has to give me mouth to mouth. That was nice.
Mouth to mouth?
He has to give me mouth to mouth.
You are an actress.
No, isn't that a fantasy, Sybil? I know.
What was it like,
girl? You know, he was like,
I've always heard the kissing scenes on camera were not real and not nice.
Let me tell you, if you mouth to mouth with Morris, it's gonna be real
and
on my part.
It's gonna be nice.
Oh, you haven't shot it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we have to do that. Yeah.
You're gonna slip a little. Yeah.
That's what you call that's what you call acting and improvising. Yes.
you're gonna slip it.
As long as there won't be a lawsuit for Morris, I'm gonna try as much as I can.
And press up. Press up. Press up.
Well, I didn't think about that, but Tom, since you put it in my head, yes.
Mouth to mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Whose fantasy are we
living? I know.
Where's mine? Yeah. Tom.
and whose shoes are you in? Are you in Sherry's shoes or are you in Morris's shoes?
I'm in Morris's shoes. Okay. I'm definitely in Morris's shoes. It's a fantasy of mine, too.
All right.
Is reading glasses anywhere in that fantasy?
Yeah, really.
Tom?
Where do those fit?
Screech!
I can handle that.
That'll bring a heart to any fantasy.
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. You make up for it in other ways. Reading glasses.
Now you're in a freaky school teacher. All right. Okay. That's where they always
creepy.
Go.
I'm getting a little
yes,
creepy.
Yes. A little.
It started out so nicely. It did. And somewhere it took a left turn at the fork in
the
road.
Well, you know, Sherry, you're that girl in school that every 6-year-old, fantasizes about because I'm sure you were, you know. Because
I look like Mrs. Brindle at the head of the class.
Mrs. Brindle.
Give homework.
Well, okay, you put it like that. Yeah. Yeah. Every 6-year-old.
Look, class, my name is Brindle. Sit down.
Yeah, every 6-year-old kid is fantasizes about the
Jeffrey had his teacher that he had a crush on, right?
He does. He loves his teacher, and his one teacher is getting married. So he's really sad about the fact that she's getting married. So he says to me, "Mommy, when you fight and argue, you have to say I'm sorry, right?" And I say, "Yes." He says, "So you should go to Daddy and say I'm sorry, and you guys get married too." And I was, my head, I'm going, "Not on your life, Buster."
But your face is saying,
"My face is going, oh, honey, that's so sweet." In my head, I'm going, "Not on your life." I'm sad. This is going to work out right now. Where this conversation's going to go.
He's always pushing for you guys to get back together?
But always pushing. They do FaceTime him and his father. So he thinks he's slick, and he'll take the little computer and turn it around on me. And, you know, this is the thing, Sybil. You always want your ex-husband to see you looking good.
Always.
But Jeffrey will turn the computer around when I got the T-shirt on with a taco stain. I ain't got my wig on. You know, you want the ex-husband to go, oh, that's what I'm missing? Oh, shoot, I messed up. You know, and then he turned the little computer around. I'm like, Jeffrey, you ain't got my Spanx on? What are you doing? I'm trying to find my wig. Got oranges and new black braids everywhere on my head.
Oranges and new black braids.
Daddy, tell mommy you love her. Not with that taco stain on her shirt.
And the reading glasses right there.
And the reading glasses.